Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Welcome, listeners, to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holz. On last week's show, we talked with Charlton Singleton, music director of the Charleston Jazz Orchestra. Charlton gave us great insight into Charleston's historical role in the development of jazz and the current jazz scene. Charlton also serenaded us beautifully playing his trumpet. Don't worry, if you missed last week's show, just go to letstalkboomers.com. So let's talk about some upcoming holiday events. Get a picture with Santa and support Camp Happy Days. At California Dreamin' in Charleston, which is 1 Ashley Point Drive, Santa will be available on each Monday in December until Christmas Day. Bring your children or just yourself for a photo with Santa. It's only $5 and all proceeds benefit Camp Happy Days, whose mission is to serve children diagnosed with cancer and their families through free year-round programs and services. Go to camphappydays.org. That's camphappydays.org. And celebrate Christmas Celtic style. It all happens this Monday evening, December 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Circular Congregational Church at 150 Meeting Street, downtown Charleston. A Celtic Christmas has been a Charleston favorite for more than a decade. It features a delightful mixture of traditional holiday carols, instrumental jigs and reels with a Celtic flavor, spiritual choral segments, operatic offerings, and storytelling for the entire family. This year, the show also features a special segment commemorating the 1914 Christmas Eve armistice between German and English troops on the Western Front. Tickets range in price from $10 to $30 and can be purchased in advance at taylormusicgroup.net, or they can be purchased at the door. Again, that website is taylormusicgroup.net. And how about enjoying beautiful historic Somerville, fabulous food and wine? This Tuesday, December 16th from 5 to 7 p.m., go to Accent on Wine at 132 South Main Street in Somerville. This drop-in wine and food pairing event features dishes from four Somerville chefs, drawing from their background, culture, and habits, and includes pairing each dish with the appropriate wine. The historic square is ready for the holidays and the trees are lit. No reservations are required and it's only $20 a person. For more information, call 832-1212. That's 832-1212 or visit accentwine.com. And how about taking a walk back in time to the era of Charles Dickens? This event also takes place in historic Somerville. On Thursday, December 18th at 5:30 p.m. or at 7 p.m., Somerville Dream presents the fourth annual Christmas Carol Walking Tour beginning in the historic square of Somerville. Meet storyteller Tim Lowry at Jacob Marley's tombstone in the town square for a one-hour narrated stroll. Pop into local banks, shops, and historic buildings as Tim retells a classic story of Ebenezer Scrooge and Tiny Tim. Along the way, you will meet holiday carolers, musicians, and street vendors in a memorable evening of ghosts and Christmas cheer. Once again, tours start at 5:30 or 7 p.m., rain or shine. There are limited number of tickets at $10 a person, so go ahead and call 821-7260 or visit somervilledream.org. And fellow boomers, are you like me, a boomer who has parents who are aging and need some help with basic everyday activities? But if you're also like me, you cannot attend to these needs as readily as you'd like because you're working and you have a family at home that needs you, or both. So who can you turn to? And more importantly, who can you trust to care for your loved one, particularly if your loved ones are also experiencing dementia? We're going to talk with Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services and a presenting sponsor for Let's Talk Boomers. Kelly began All Care Living Services in 1998. So we're going to learn a whole lot talking with Kelly. And in addition to that, she has brought with her today Tanya Longest, who is with All Care and is a dementia specialist. I promise you do not want to miss this important conversation. Again, this is Rebecca M. Holz with Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Rebecca M. Holtz. As I mentioned before the break, we're going to talk with Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you for having me, Rebecca.
I am so glad to have you here with us today. Kelly, you started All Care Living Services back in 1998, when there were two, certainly less than five, type home care agencies in the area. Now, today, fast forward 2014, it looks like there are probably more than 50 home care agencies out there. Tell our listeners what All Care Living Services is, what exactly is a home care agency, and what we need to look for when deciding on a home care agency.
Well, when you're looking for in-home care services, what we provide is assistance with activities of daily living for seniors and disabled folks who are living in their home. And that could be anything from any personal care assistance to medication reminders to light housekeeping, cooking meals, or even running errands and providing transportation for them. For me, I think the most important thing when you're looking for an in-home care provider is to know what their credentials are as a company and as their employees work for them, what their credentials are.
So it's activities that you help with, personal activities, whether it's light housekeeping, meal preparation, that type of thing?
Exactly, those types of things. We like to work as an extension of the family member.
As an extension of the family member. And you also sometimes work in cooperation with healthcare companies or hospices. Can you explain that relationship?
There are three different types of services that families can receive in the home. There is licensed home health care, which provides your skilled care, such as physical therapy or occupational therapy. Another service, if somebody is nearing the end of life, is hospice care. And your third service is, of course, what All Care does, is your in-home care private duty care services.
So bathing, dressing, that type of thing?
Certainly, yeah.
Those okay. Things. With your caregivers, you mentioned the term credential. Can you expand upon that? What does that mean?
Credentials for the caregivers would mean what do we do as a company to make sure that the caregivers that are coming into your home not only have the appropriate training and skill set, but also is someone that you can trust to be there? And so that could encompass state SLED background checks.
Okay, very important.
Yeah. Of course, you're looking to make sure that they've got a good professional job history, that they're not job hoppers, that they're looking around. We're doing TB testing. We're doing CPR certification.
Okay.
We're even on the internet checking sex offenders. We have an extremely extensive vetting process for our caregivers before we do allow them to come into your home.
Okay. And are the caregivers, are they considered employees of All Care?
Absolutely. These caregivers are employed by All Care Living Services and therefore covered by workers' comp insurance and fully insured with liability and bonding.
Okay. And do they get any further training when they join All Care?
Yes. We have continuing education every month for our caregivers. And in addition to that, we also offer, and we'll hear Tanya talk about this a little bit later on in the show, but the Dementia Dialogues training. So we want our caregivers to have specialized training in the areas that they will be working in. It could be dealing with Parkinson's or MS,
okay.
Alzheimer's.
All right. Yeah, my father has mild Parkinson's. My mother has mild dementia. So I fully appreciate the fact that your caregivers get that training. And I assume they're supervised as well by who?
By a licensed nurse. We do have a registered nurse on staff. So not only is she supervising these caregivers out in the field and providing supervisory visits on a regular basis in the field, she also conducts the in-house training and certification for these guys.
Okay. And I also understand that you accept Medicaid as a form of payment. I know that's not the only form of payment, but why is the fact that All Care accepts Medicaid, why is that important?
For in-home care services, unfortunately, Medicare does not reimburse for these services. However, Medicaid, our state insurance, does have a few programs through community long-term care and also the Board of Disabilities that will help help families pay for our service. But why that's important is because we have a contract with the state that holds us to a higher standard because there are no licensing requirements in the state of South Carolina as of today.
There are no licensing requirements in the state of South Carolina. I just want to make sure I have that correct.
Right. The state has approved a license, and I do believe that in next year, 2015, that those regulations will be in place.
Oh, let's hope so. Goodness, I don't think a lot of our listeners realize that. Okay, very important information to know. So if folks don't or can't use Medicaid to pay for services, what are some other ways to pay?
If families have long-term care insurance.
Okay.
If they're a veteran, there is a VA aid and attendant program if the person qualifies for that.
All right.
There are a few minor grants available through Trident Area Agency on Aging that they potentially could qualify for, or it's typically just private pay.
Okay. All right. And then as a presenting sponsor for Let's Talk Boomers, which we're so grateful that you are, I have read some spots for you talking about medication management. I have used a heartfelt example in those spots when I talk about my mom, who's 84, has mild dementia, and there are times that she has had some mix-ups with her medication, or she's gotten some new meds and forgets to throw out the old meds, which results in a trip to the ER. So a way to prevent that is to use All Care Living Services medication management system. Can you explain that?
Our system involves our licensed RN. We'll go into the home, review all the current medications, get those set up in medication trays, explain what's going on with these medications and how the client or the caregiver needs to help them take these medications. And we can monitor that on a weekly, biweekly, or daily, even a daily visit if they need that assistance with taking those medications. You know, our goal here is one to help the client be the best that they can be with the proper medications and not have overdoses or underdoses that might land them back in the hospital.
Okay, and we haven't really talked about the cost yet. So let's go back to the hourly rates for the active daily living type services, not the medication management system at the moment, but what are the rates and how do they vary and how do you determine what to charge someone?
In this industry, usually you will find home care companies charge just a basic hourly rate. The way that we determine that is we do an in-home assessment.
Okay. So you come out to the home.
I do go out to the home. I do those home assessments personally myself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we evaluate the situation and the level of care that the client needs in the home. And the level of care really goes back to how much hands-on care they need. We have folks that we're simply helping just run errands and do grocery shopping, and we have folks that are also bedbound and paralyzed. And those two clients require a different skill set from our caregivers. So we want to make sure that we're evaluating them appropriately, and then that's how we assign the cost to that care. And again, it's an hourly cost. For us, that could range anywhere from $19 to $21 an hour.
Okay. And then the medication management system is a licensed nurse that would come into the home and set that up.
So yeah. And if we've got the RN, the licensed nurse, that's going to come into the home to set up the medications for the family.
Okay.
It's a visit charge, which is just a flat $95 for that visit. And you need to remember that is a licensed nurse doing that, which the state of South Carolina does require.
Of course.
And again, that could be a weekly cost. That could be a monthly cost, depending on the individual situation with their medication and what their needs are. Again, we have to kind of evaluate that and do an assessment in the home.
And personally speaking, that is a small price to pay for peace of mind and avoiding that trip to the ER. So that is a great service that you offer. Before we talk with our other guest today, Tanya Longus, who is a dementia specialist, Kelly, can you tell our listeners how you got All Care Living Services started back in 1998? What motivated you?
I have several different stories that I tell, and there were a lot of things that drove me to opening All Care Living Services. My background, all of my experience as an adult, has been working in home health care. I worked for many years with a national home care company, and during that experience with that particular company, I learned that there were people calling and asking for things that we were not able to do. And I just simply couldn't understand it. I saw that there was a need in the home. People want to stay home. and it was pretty basic needs that I felt like should be able to be done and help people in their homes. And that's kind of what sparked All Care, and that was where it was all born from.
Well, and definitely it's heartfelt, and part of those needs are folks who have dementia. So I'm so glad to have Tanya Longus with us today. Tanya, you are a dementia specialist, and you've been with All Care for quite some time. Can you tell us what you do for All Care in that area?
Well, I've been with All Care Living Services now going on 7 years, and my main focus is working with the community, dealing with the doctors, hospice companies, home health companies, educating them about what our services are and what we can provide for them and their patients. The other piece of my job that really just takes my heart is the Dementia Dialogues. And that particular program, I spread out through the community, teaching at churches, hospitals, hospice companies, home care companies, home assistant companies, things like areas like that, that get the information out that people need to know about taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's.
And I have attended your course and found it very invaluable because you give very practical advice on dealing with someone who has Alzheimer's dementia, don't you?
Yes, I do. I try to make the class as to be able to understand in our language and not clinical. I find often so many times that caregivers take their loved one to the doctor and they're using the big words and really scare them on how to deal and take care of this particular person with this disease. And I don't think it necessarily needs to be that way. In fact, I know it doesn't. You can sit down and train caregivers and teach them and educate them how to handle a lot of the ways of communication and behaviors, how the environment affects people with this disease, with some real simple basic steps to do.
And I also appreciated the fact that the group, after being together for 5 weeks, because this is a once a week session for 5 weeks, we became in a sense a support group for each other, sharing stories and information.
That happens a lot, which I love that piece of it, because you can see where everybody has a common thread, even if it's a home care person who's taking care of somebody in their home, or if it's a healthcare service person that's working in the hospitals. They all have a common thread of taking care of somebody with this particular disease, and they all need the information and support.
So how can our listeners find out more about Dementia Dialogues? Again, it's free, and I know that you're already setting your calendar for 2015. Where do they go to learn about how to sign up for the course?
You can call our office phone number at 843-832-9888, and you can also visit our website, www.allcarelivingservices.com, and that will have our schedule posted. And again, it is free to the public, and I encourage anybody who is dealing any way, direct or indirect, with a person with this disease to attend this class.
And certainly we all know from listening to the reports out there, the news cycle, that that more and more people are getting diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease every day, and dementia worldwide. I think right now they're saying that more than 22 million people have Alzheimer's, and it's growing every day.
It is growing. Right now, every 68 seconds, somebody is diagnosed with this disease. In the state of South Carolina, we have over 80,000 people who have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and that is nothing. That's not even including the people who aren't even being diagnosed with it that are out there with it. So it's heavy.
Well, it's so impressive, Kelly and Tanya, that All Care Living Services is staying abreast of this, is on top of the latest services and information for folks out there who have Alzheimer's and dementia, that you can care for those folks. That makes All Care very unique and such a valuable resource to our listeners. Is there anything else, Kelly, that you would like to add today?
I would just like to encourage the listeners today, Rebecca, if they're dealing with a difficult situation, they're not sure where to turn, what direction to go in, please call us. We're more than happy to help you. If we don't have the answers, we'll certainly get them for you. We can help you kind of shuffle through that maze of home health and hospice and private duty in-home care services. So please feel free to call us. We're happy to help.
Thank you so much, ladies. And again, that number to reach Kelly Williams or Tanya Longus at All Care Living Services is 832-9888. Again, that number is 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. Thank you so much. This is Rebecca Imholz with Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Caldwell Banker and I Realtors, and Kelly Williams, our guest today, who is owner of All Care Living Services. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Boomers. I am with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, most baby boomers, I've heard 65%, plan to work past age 65, assuming they are still contributing to a 401k. How can they maximize this contribution? Is that the saver's credit? And what exactly are catch-up contributions?
Rebecca, thanks again for having me on Let's Talk Boomers. There are some numbers here that I'd like to share with our listeners. For 2014, the maximum contribution for 401k contributors was $17,500. In 2015, it's going to be $18,000, so a whopping $500. It'll go up in 2015. Now, for those of you that are listening that are boomers that are 50 plus, in 2014, you could do a catch-up contribution of $5,500 for a total of $23,000 in contributions. However, in 2015, that number goes up $500 also. And so you are able to add $6,000 if you're 50 plus, and totaling up at a total of 6 plus 18 is $24,000 in 2015. So certainly we'd also like to touch on the fact that you can include Roth contributions if available in your 401k for some tax-free growth. And that would be a suggestion that we would have for your listeners today, Rebecca. So certainly to maximize your contributions would be number one, make sure that you're taking advantage of the saver's credit or catch-up contribution. Secondly, you would also want to look at the possibility of if your 401k plan has a Roth contribution or not. Certainly, you can do one or the other up to these maximum contributions or both, as long as you don't exceed them. But if you have a Roth available in your 401k, then we certainly want to build some tax-free dollars for down the road in your later years of retirement. Thank you for your question today, Rebecca.
Thanks, Rick. And fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies and potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried about my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help. With their medication management program that we've talked about on Let's Talk Boomers, their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they have provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, seniors real estate specialist with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholz, and I look forward to talking with you Saturday, 11 a.m., only on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.